Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to kick it off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. All right, and we are back. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are at Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. So big shout out to Noral, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, and all the boys and girls down here, not only for sponsoring our show and keeping the lights on, but also for giving us our facility and bringing some pretty sweet cars to Fort McMurray. Now, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Richard Braun. I am a resident here in Fort Mac. Nice employee at Noral Toyota here. I've been here for going on 6 years now and spent about 15, 16 years in town. I moved here when I was 8 and 25 now. So, I don't know what the math on that is, but been here a little while, yeah. Started in grade 4 and grew up here, yeah.
So love it.
Been around a long time, yeah.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to kick this show off with is your style.
Okay.
You're a pretty stylish guy.
I like to try, yeah.
When I come in here, like even right now, you're like, man, I could have worn nicer shoes. I was like, I was going to compliment you on how sweet those shoes were to begin with. I don't know what you'd have that or nicer than that. Sometimes you're wearing vests, sometimes you're wearing suits, sometimes you're wearing hats.
Yeah.
Your hair is always, like myself, you're messing around with the looks from time to time.
Yeah.
I've seen you with at least 4 different like hairstyles since I've been, well, since you've been here. I've been coming here since I was literally like 6.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
where does this style come from? Like, where do you get your inspiration from?
Honestly, probably a lot of just like social media type stuff, I guess I would say. I'm not really on social media, but I like I kind of like the flashier stuff, I guess you could say. I like to try to, you know, dress up fancy, look nice. Try to, you know, present myself in the best way possible kind of thing. And I like jewelry and stuff like that, hats, accessories, that kind of thing. And
okay.
I kind of just, maybe my love for rap music, maybe.
Okay.
Has something to do with
all
it.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of where it all started. My mother's pretty conservative with all her stuff, so she's like a Walmart shopper. So definitely didn't really get it from her, but she always supported it and got me anything I ever wanted. So that's probably where it started.
Okay.
And just kind of try to grow it into my own style now.
Nice, man. Yeah. You look sharp. There's no doubt about that.
Appreciate it, man.
You look sharp.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about this. Like this, I don't prepare for these shows. Like you said, can I get a rundown? Like, I don't know what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned you like rap music.
I do.
We were talking to Fad. Fad is an OG rap fan from back in the day.
Yeah.
So where did you first get your love for rap? Tell me about that one.
Funny story, actually. I was, when I was living in Ontario before I moved up here, I was probably about 6 years old, walking through a Source, I think it was actually called Radio Shack at the time.
Okay.
If you remember those.
Yeah.
Walking through the Source and there was a TV with Eminem's My Name Is, I think, was playing on the music video, and
I saw
it on the TV as I was walking through the store, and that was it. Right from there, I just loved Eminem, and that was the start.
Okay.
Got the headphones with the Discman and everything, and
nice.
I was on Eminem ever since, basically, so kind of just evolved from there, yeah. That's all the only thing I listen to. I do like a lot of other stuff. My mother was heavy into like classic rock kind of stuff, Rush and that kind of thing. So I listened to a lot of that growing up as well. But yeah, that's where my love for rap music started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now with Eminem, how do you feel about the battle that he had with Machine Gun Kelly?
I feel nobody can touch him.
Yeah.
Probably the best lyricist in the,
whole.
Rap world, I guess you could say.
I have to say, like, when I first heard, because I didn't know that there was a beef going on, so I heard Machine Gun Kelly's track first.
Right.
And I was just like, this is good.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good battle album. Like,
his was a good,
wow.
Good response. Yeah, good response.
But then
I think Eminem
just
kind of finished
it
off a little bit there.
Like, the one thing that I was, like, I watch a lot of YouTube.
Yeah.
And I just watched The Game.
Yeah.
Saying that he would go toe-to-toe with Eminem now.
Seriously?
So yeah, there's like, back in the day, there's an interview with The Game saying like, you don't mess with the white boy.
I've seen that.
You
I've
don't mess with the white
interview.
Boy. And
he
like,
said
he wouldn't mess with it,
him.
But he just did, is it Toast Champs or Drink Toast Champs, right?
Right.
With Nori. And the crew.
Okay, yeah.
And so he went and he did an interview and he went on there and he started wiling out and he's just like, he's not better than me. I used to think he was better than me. He's not better than me.
That's, I could see
that.
And I see that with The Game. I think he's kind of been getting better and better. Like, he's like a fine wine, getting better with age kind of thing. Because he's putting out a lot of new music now, and I really like it too, yeah.
That's a fire statement though, man. I don't know anybody wants to go to war with Eminem.
Even when we thought he lost it, he didn't lose
it. That's right.
It's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Yeah. Okay, so that's very cool, rap music. All right. So, what kind of Discman were you rocking?
I don't even remember. I'm pretty sure it was like the Walkman brand Discman. Like
Sony.
The yellow one with the big, you know, like you could see the disc spinning around.
That's right.
The little buttons on it with the little mini screen. Yeah, I had one of those.
That's awesome.
I borrowed my brother's Walkman a couple times for the tapes, but I was a little bit too new school for that. He was a little bit older than me, but I went straight to the Discman and the big headphones.
That's right.
Classic.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was always Sony. And I had the big Sony headphones, and I had the Sony Discman and Walkman.
Yeah.
But then Panasonic dropped like the shock that like your CD wouldn't shake in it.
Right. Yeah. Because you always used to like hit a bump or something in the car ride, scratch. Yeah.
And I remembered being to my dad GP, who you've met numerous times down here.
Yeah.
I'm like, GP, you got to get this like this anti-shock Discman. He's just like. We're a Sony family, Elliot. We don't buy Panasonic. So I'm like, oh, okay, fine, whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So you've been here for a long time. How did this job all turn out for you? Like, obviously you applied for a job, but why Noral? Yeah. Where did it start from?
I've always liked the car business. I've liked cars. I'm a big car kind of fanatic guy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say maybe fixing them so much as just all the specs and stuff on cars.
Right.
So, always been a big car guy. I love cars. I'm super into it and always wanted to kind of go that route in my career. Second biggest industry in the world next to housing. So
that's right.
You can't go wrong, right? You can get a job anywhere. And, I did start doing mechanics first. I went through school, did mechanics in school, and then started in the shop a little bit after school.
Yeah.
Decided it wasn't for me. I don't like getting my hands dirty.
Yeah,
so I went up to the desk and was up at Dodge for a few years, and then I wanted to stay in the dealership business. So after that, I applied here, and a few weeks later, Fad called me, and the rest is history.
There you go, man. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Really good. Very happy.
No doubt. Well, you've been here for a long time. Like you said.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
That's
honestly
awesome.
I love working here. I love working for Keith, working for Fad. It's great.
Yeah. Awesome. And then Nimmer's been poking around lately too.
Nimmer's been around lately.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's a lot warmer where he's from.
That's right. But, No, it's that's the thing. My dad literally has been buying Toyotas since I was like six.
He's buying them from Nimmer, yeah.
From Nimmer back in the day
back
up when
day,
you guys were up in Gregoire.
Yes.
So for me, I remember like Fad wasn't even living here yet when we started, like when GP got hooked up on the bug, which is Toyota. It was Keith and Nimmer. So Keith, I see Nimmer every once in a while kicking around. I'm just like, hey,
I
feel like I'm six again.
Do you remember when I was walking around here?
That's right. So listen, man, we have a segment on the show called the Max City Minute.
Okay.
It's Tanner's segment where he asks some questions.
Yeah.
Tanner is in the building today, but his microphone died.
Ah.
So he can't be here in voice, but he texted me his questions. So I'm going to ask you the Max City Minute, Tanner's questions.
Okay.
Now, this segment is brought to you by McMurray Denture Center, though.
Awesome.
They're right down the street.
Awesome.
If you ever lose some teeth, you need some dentures. I don't know. Maybe they might be doing some grills. I don't know. We should ask them.
We probably should. Yeah.
That's where you
got
to go. So big shout out to them for sponsoring this segment.
Big shout out.
So the first Tanner question for the Max City Minute is, one piece of your clothing that you think you rock the best?
One piece of clothing I think I rock the best.
Yeah.
Can I make it one style of clothing?
Sure, like a blazer? You can wear anything you want, man.
Yeah, I got tons of blazers. So I love the different styles of blazers, like sport coat sort of thing. Like red velvet one, I got pink ones, I got purple ones. So that's kind of my go-to. College shirt, nice blazer on.
Okay.
I think I rock that the best.
When you're rocking these blazers, are you dress pants, jeans? What are you putting on with these?
I like,
are you mixing it up?
Some like formal casual like type pants. Like. Kind of like what I got on now, actually.
Okay.
It's like it's a little fancier, but not dressy. You can still put them in your dryer.
Okay, all right.
I hate dry cleaning, so I don't want to have to do any of that.
Okay, I like it. Okay, what's your favorite part about being part of the Noral family?
The customers. Honestly, my customers are amazing. I rarely ever have a customer that has an issue, and when we do, it gets resolved really fast, and they're always really happy. They always leave with a smile on their face. So most of the time, our customers come in with a big smile on their face. They know my name, I know their name, and it's just friendly right from the get-go.
Right.
So that's the biggest appreciation.
Now, I might make you blush with this question. What's your favorite part about being Noral Employee of the Month? I heard you're like the employee of the month right now.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Is this the revealing of me?
I was told it. I thought you knew already.
I was unaware.
But I've been told by two individuals here, hey, ask him about being the employee of the month. I'm just like, okay.
You got inside information.
Okay.
You probably spilled the beans on something.
Okay, well, there might be a cake or some fireworks. So congratulations on being employee of the month. How do you feel about that?
I appreciate it. I really like it. I just come to work every day, try to do my best. Just one man army right now. So I just hired somebody new. It's nice. Got her training. But I've been a one man army for the last 3 months. So maybe that had something to do with it.
There we go. Okay. If you were not working for Toyota, what would you want to be doing?
Probably something in music. Like I said, I really like rap music, so I listen to music every day. I would love to be some kind of like, maybe like a front man or something for a music company, search for different talent or something like that. I think that'd be a really cool gig.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is one on that question? What is one artist that people would be surprised you listen to?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Tanner, listen.
This guy with
that's all Tanner does.
Hey, he knows what he's doing.
That's all he does. He just comes up with gems.
One artist I would be surprised people think I listen to. Probably the Beatles. I'm a big Beatles fan.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about that in a second after I ask my last Maxine question.
All right.
What is one reason you think Toyota is the best brand to be a part of?
Oh, man, the customers, like I already mentioned, and the reliability, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
When you only have to bring your car in for regular service once every 6 months and never have to fix it.
That's right.
Makes my job a lot easier, too.
Facts. There we go. All right, well, that's been your Max City Minute, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
No, like, facts about that Toyota's not having to come in. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you bring your vehicle in for regular servicing.
Regular maintenance will save you money in the future.
Done.
Yep.
I had I bought a 90, it was my favorite Toyota that I've ever had to date.
Right.
Other from my new 4Runner, it's pretty sweet, I'm not gonna lie.
The new one's pretty nice,
It was pretty nice, but I used to have a 1996 black Toyota 4Runner Limited.
Right.
With the TRD package put into it, like they put the exhaust and everything,
it was... Okay, yeah.
This thing went well over 200,000 kilometers and was still rocking and rolling. Like it was insane.
100%. Would you put just brakes on it probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Everything worked. Even like it was old school, it had like the antenna that like went up.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
That still worked on it.
Yeah.
It's just like it didn't stop.
Yep.
Now let's talk about the Beatles for a second.
All right, let's do it.
So I grew up in a household where there was like a lot of Caribbean soca music being played.
Okay.
There was a lot of top 40, Motown, R&B.
Right.
Now, I knew of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Because how could you not?
Of course.
But it's only recently, in the last like 3 years, that I actually like started to like listen to the catalog
actually
of the Beatles.
Listen to them? Okay, yeah.
They're an amazing band.
Crazy. So
like,
progressive.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did you start hearing about the Beatles? Is something that was in like your childhood or like you now finding out about them like myself?
It was in my childhood. Like I said, my mother grew up on classic rock, so that was part of it.
Right.
But my older brother, not blood brother, but considered brother.
Yeah.
He loved the Beatles. Loved the Beatles. He used to listen to it all the time. I was never really big into them until probably I got a little older. And
that's
I realized that how progressive they were, how the moves they made when they were coming up.
Yeah.
And just the different sound that they produced is super cool. You're almost getting a mixture of every genre of music one. And it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s kind of thing.
Yeah.
So before anybody even thought of doing it. It was
when you're thinking about that, I listen to them now and I'm like, this could be a top 40 hit right now.
If it came out today, you would consider it a great song, new song, right?
Yeah. And then, yourself, I went backwards in time. I'm like, what else was being played when they started releasing music? And there was just like,
hard rock,
nothing.
Pretty much. Hard rock and like some soul music.
Yeah, like they were revolutionary. So yeah, yep. The Beatles, that's cool, man.
Very progressive, yeah.
Well, listen, I think we're close to the end of the show. I know you got to get back to work, though, more than anything else. So we're going to cut you a little bit short.
All right.
I know you're training.
Yeah.
So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the cameras, the lights, and the mic. Have fun.
Well, I just want to say a big thank you to my mother, first and foremost. She is amazing. I'm a single child and she's a single mother, so we've been through everything together. And I wouldn't be where I am without her. So she gets number one shout out. Second shout out yourself for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
There you go. Thank you.
And be more than welcome to come back anytime. I'm more than happy.
And I'm going to hold you to that.
Third shout out is going to be the amazing people I work with. Fad, Keith. Nimmer's the boss. Like we said, we don't really get to see him, but him too. And then all of my amazing coworkers.
There you go, man.
They make me
awesome.
Want to come to work every day.
Great. Good shout outs. Good.
Appreciate it.
For McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, for letting us film here today. And to McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Max City Minute. We really appreciate the support. Yeah. Hopefully everybody's having a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.